For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. About 37,000 Kentucky businesses failed to file their annual reports with the Secretary of State's office by July 2nd and are no longer considered in good standing with the state. State officials say the percentage of businesses failing to comply with the timely filing requirements actually declined in the past year. Secretary of State Allison Lundergan-Grimes says more than 150,000 Kentucky businesses did meet the requirement. Dan Modlin recently spoke with her.
Secretary Grimes, help us to put this in perspective. 37,000 companies failing to meet the filing deadline this week sounds like quite a few, but actually you're saying that this is an improvement over past years.
This is the first time, Dan, in 15 years that the percentage of those that have not timely filed has been lower than 20%. It helps put it into perspective. There are over 231,000 active entities operating here in the state of Kentucky, 192,000 of which are required to file annual reports with the Secretary of State's office by July 2nd. Those annual reports tell us critical information, their principal place of business, their officers, service of process information. As of July 2nd, we had over 81% of those that were required to file annual reports, approximately 155,000 timely filing. And what was exciting about that number is that we saw that more than half of those that were filing with our office were utilizing our online services. Over 60% were filing their annual reports online, while the other 40% were either in-person filings or via U.S. mail.
Now, Secretary Grimes, what is the impact of a business if it's not in good standing? What does that mean to a company in Kentucky?
Individuals often, before they contract with a company to do business, they'll check the Secretary of State's website to make sure that they are indeed authorized to transact business here in the state. And right now, if you would check an entity that has not timely filed their July 2nd report, you will note that on our website for that particular entity, it would say that they are not in good standing with the Secretary of State. And that could cause trouble for some businesses who would be seeking to transact business here in the state. At the end of the day, if a business does not update their information, timely file their annual report with their $15 fee with this office, if they miss this upcoming 60-day deadline, the penalty is administrative dissolution or revocation of their certificate of authority here in the state, and it can result in civil penalties if they continue to try to operate without being authorized to do so at the state level.
Let's go over the steps for those who have missed the deadline. What can be done in the next 60 days to make sure that they are back in good standing?
Our office is going to be emailing all of those individual businesses, the 37,000 that missed the July 2nd deadline, to make sure that they are aware. We're also going to be sending in the mail a mailed notification. And 60 days from receipt of that mailed notification, they have to correct their filing with us to make sure that they actually get that annual report filed along with the filing fee. And they can do so in several ways. We try to make things as efficient as possible. They can go online at SOS.ky.gov, and they can file their fee and online report there. They can also come in person here to the Secretary of State's office in Frankfort. We're at the state capitol, Suite 152, or they can simply return the mailing that they will get from us to our office here, and we will receive that and file it accordingly. But at the end of the day, we're excited about the more than 155,000 businesses that satisfied this requirement, and we're working our hardest to make sure that those remaining 37,000 that missed this July 2nd deadline, correct that within these upcoming 60 days so that we can set another benchmark and really have one of the highest annual report filings of any Secretary of State. Those entities that have missed the July 2nd deadline want to check whether you are in good standing. Go to www.sos.ky.gov.
Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan-Grimes for WKU Public Radio. This is Dan Modlin.